Hello and welcome. This is Brian from bclarkart.com. bclarkart.shop is where you'll be redirected to. I didn't get much sleep today. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is up. I'm usually not up during this time. You know, everybody else is up and getting up. It's incredible how beautiful it is. And so I just wanted to talk about relationships and how important they are when you're attempting to do, you know, being around good energy and good vibes and people who, you know, seek to add to your life and add to what you're doing. It's important to have these type of people around that, you know, are uplifting and send those good vibes and good spirits and, you know, good energy. You know, it's contagious. It's something that obviously helps. You know, if you're around people who are toxic and, you know, are petty, it's kind of hard to have a good, healthy, happy connection. You know, support systems are great when you're doing anything. Just note that the vision has to be shared. You know, it has to be something that everybody agrees upon. It has to be something that everybody wants to make happen along your journey. You know, it has to be something that everybody sits down and votes on and talks about. And majority vote is a good way to go. You know, everybody, you know, one or two people could have a different opinion, but if the large majority say, you know, we're going to go with this, then I think that's the best thing to do. On this podcast, I'm going to also talk about discipline a little bit, you know, so that's a little bit about relationships. I still want to talk a little bit more about, you know, discipline. Oh, actually, motivation. You know, last podcast, I kind of talked about the having that chip on your shoulder. I always try to remember things that kind of like people say, you know, and just, yeah, people say the worst things sometimes, but it's like it's actually quite healthy because no matter, you know, different people will give you feedback in different ways, and it's all about how you react and respond to this feedback. You know, some people are going to give you feedback that's very, like, friendly. You know, you play a song, and then your friend's telling you, yeah, that song banging, uh-huh, boom, ba-boom, yeah. But in reality, are they giving you a friendly opinion, or are they giving you a both sides of the coin? You know, they're giving you a harsh, you know, criticism as well. You may take it as harsh, you know, but in the reality, they're just trying to really, ultimately, you know, nothing is really negative if it's to make you better. You know, you can look at, you know, I can, you know, you can look at, you know, let's say, for example, Michael Jordan not making the basketball team. You don't think that, I mean, when he didn't make the basketball team when he was growing up, like, did you think that that didn't make him better? Did you think that didn't motivate him? It probably made him push himself to exhaustion. You know, a lot of times when I play basketball and I hadn't played in a while, I get exhausted after just an hour of running around, jumping and shooting. You know what I'm saying? Just exhausted. And when I'm consistent and I have that discipline to stay with it, you know, after a week, I can just run around, you know, run circles around everybody, and I have all this energy. But, you know, having that extra motivation, you know, things that people say, it kind of moves you to stay in shape and stay healthy. You know, health is such a big topic right now. It's very important. So, all in all, you know, You want relationships. It all kind of, all of this that I'm speaking about kind of all coincides with, you know, having, you know, having that, those people around you that are not only going to tell you when something is good that you're doing, but also give you some harsh criticism if it needs to be said. Like, you got to be able to take criticism, whether it's, you know, art, you're pursuing, you know, you're pursuing a career in finance, you got to be whether you're pursuing a career in programming, you know, computer programming, computer science. A lot of people getting into computer science and programming, automation, robots, you know, which are going to play an important, you know, future, an important role in humanity's future. I hope the robots are going to be used for something good. You know, I disagree with robot police. I think that can get out of control. You know, robot police can get a little out of control to me. But there's too many movies about that. I wonder if that's kind of like pre-predictive programming, you know, for what is to come or something like that, you know. Just imagine, you know, you have somebody who doesn't care about people and control over that robot that does a lot for destruction, you know. You don't comply with a rule that's put out there, and it might be a ridiculous rule, they're going to robot to come get you and lock you up, you know, whether you like it or not. But anyways, I know I'm going into Conspiracyville, but whatever you're pursuing, that's the sleepiness of me talking. But I don't care, because I'm still keep adding value to lives. But overall, having that chip on your shoulder and being motivated is going to help you. And just always keeping, you know, nobody accomplishes anything if everybody pats them on the back and says, you're doing a good job all the time. Many people, you know, it's tragic events or, you know, somebody's just, you know, family members just harsh as hell. You know, they use it all for motivation, you know, it really, and that's how you can kind of avoid kind of snapping on people. I hear people talk about snapping. It's like, you know, you really shouldn't snap at anybody. Anything that bothers you that is pretty much a true statement. If it bothers you, think about it. If it's not a true statement, then why is it bothering you? You know, that's your motivation right there. If it bothers you, somebody say something to you and it bothers you, then you know that's your motivation right there. I'm going to take what you just said, and I'm going to turn that not only into power, but I'm about to not only, I'm also prove you wrong at the same time. You just said I'm fat behind my back. I could get mad and try to confront somebody. I can say, okay, I'll prove you wrong. You know? So, it's all, and sometimes you got to hear, like, about this chip on your shoulder thing. Sometimes, you know, one thing I heard about Jordan, like, Michael Jordan always heard things nobody else heard. People, you know, people wouldn't even say the things that he would be thinking in his mind. People saying he too soft or he too sorry. Like, he just used it all as motivation. He'd even make up stuff. I heard Michael Jordan made up stuff just to motivate himself more. You know, sometimes some of us need that type of motivation, you know, and discipline. You know, but that stuff has to be instilled into you. And some of us, of course, in the, you know, melanated community, aka Black community, we didn't have the luxury of having a father. You know, so some of us have that hatred towards our fathers. But at the end of the day, like, you know, a father can instill those values that you know, that are needed to be above average successful. You know, pushing, you know. I've heard people give criticism of my artwork at times, and I get used to get mad, but now it's like, no, I need to do better. You know, this world is competitive. And it's really just to improve. And average at best does not cut. It really doesn't make the cut. You know, I tried out for the high school basketball team. I didn't make it, but I did make some hustle plays. You know, I thought it would get me on the team, but apparently I was just too doggone nervous at the time. I mean, my anxiety was bad back then on the basketball court. I knew I liked basketball, though. You know, I was pretty good. I had a nice crossover. That was about it back then. Then I started experimenting with different shots, and I got better. But overall, you know, there's power and discipline. Okay, I get a little bit of rest. Have a good night or good day.